man, a Japanese Christian. He was born in an unfavorable home. You see, his father left his wife and went to a city in Japan. And there he met a lady who worked in a bar where they sell sake, beer, and whiskey. And before long, that man got acquainted with the lady, and they had a baby. And today I'm going to talk to you about this baby, whom I consider the greatest Japanese. But since he was a Christian, to me he's the greatest Japanese Christian. He had a difficult time growing up, but when he was in junior high school, they had a kind missionary couple taught him about Jesus, and he really loved Jesus, and he said, I want to serve him someday. And so he finished school, went to college, Bible college, and later he went to America to a big university called Princeton University. And there, he graduated with all kinds of diplomas. And he returned to Japan. In those days, there were only very few Japanese that went to America to study. And so many universities thought, oh, he's the right person to teach at our university. But no, he turned all of them down and went to live in a slum in Kobe. In a slum. One day there was a big fire, and people lost everything. And they knew he was a very kind man, so they all went to his place. So he gave all his clothes away until he had one shirt and one trousers left. Then two other people came. So he gave his last shirt and his last trousers. And he was half naked and sitting and wondering what they should do next. Then there was a lady who peered into his window. And maybe the Holy Spirit was guiding him. I don't know. He said, Sensei, teacher, what's happened? And he told her what happened. He said, oh, I'll bring you a kimono so you could wear it. And so she brought a kimono for him. Then he wore the kimono and went to the public bathhouse. In Japan, they have big, big bathhouses where people scrub themselves and little, it's like a swimming pool. They jump in and then really warm themselves up. Then the lady of the bathhouse said, oh, I'll have my husband give you one or two or three trousers. Then when the war ended, Second World War ended, he had, people gave millions and millions of dollars to him. Because they all knew that he wouldn't keep a penny for himself. Then the Japanese government said, oh, he cleaned up the slum in Kobe. We should help him clean up the other slums in Japan. And so they called upon him. And he was used by the government and by God. You know, he really loved the poor. And all of Japan, the poor people all respect, admire, and love him. I hope one or two, or most of you, someday will have the poor in this country and other parts of the world, and you'll be respected and loved by, like my teacher, Toyohiko Kagawa. That's it. Bye-bye.